This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
You're riding a bull.
Is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show for a Thursday. Not raining on the way in for me this morning. How about you guys?
There's definitely rain.
Oh, do you have rain?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was dry around here.
Not a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. Good. So the good news is hopefully we're done with the rain for a couple of days.
We're done with Alberto.
Yeah, got officially named yesterday, didn't it?
Alberto, I'm done with you.
Mo's breaking up with Alberto. So we'll give you an update on that coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Also, still ahead, we have update on the $10,000 for the troops, the thank you cards we're getting for our military men and women in honor of the 4th of July. We'll do that coming up in just about 10 minutes. And we'll play Mo Knows Country, give you a chance to win $100 from her in just a very few minutes. But right now, let's get top three things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
Today's the summer solstice.
Yeah, today, first day of summer, yeah.
Don't really know what
Yeah, I don't know what that means. People say it every year, yeah. But what is a solstice?
A solstice is... I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so you don't know either.
No, it's when the days and the nights are very equal in length.
Okay,
so there's one in the that start of summer and then the winter solstice, so that's when the days are most even with
Thanks,
the night.
George. So that's today. And Kroger is actually celebrating by giving out ice cream today.
Free ice cream?
Free ice cream. In fact, 45,000 pints of Kroger brand ice cream.
Wow.
So 50 pints per minute for every minute of sunlight today.
What's everybody else going to eat, though?
FreeKrogerIceCream.com. You can claim it. Single-use digital coupon available today while supplies last.
Number two.
And while we're talking free, tickets to the Texans training camp open practices open today at 10 a.m. And at that time, fans can claim their free tickets for several opportunities here in town. We've gone to that training camp before. It's so much fun. But they also have a couple opportunities in Ohio to watch practice before the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, okay.
So if you'd like the full schedule of when everything happens, you can shoot us a text. We'll get it out to you.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Alberto, we're done with you. Officially, potential tropical cyclone 1 formed into tropical storm Alberto yesterday morning. And because of that, Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for some of our counties in the state just because of rain, risking a flooding. If you've seen any pictures from our coast, you know what's going on.
Exactly right.
For us today in the Houston area, though, the rain has shifted. We do still have a 30% chance for showers. Highs only around 88, which kind of sounds a little bit nice. But we'll take it.
First day of summer is only going to be 88.
Weird. Who are we?
I know. I don't even know Houston anymore. That's what's trending here in Texas. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. And it's all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Well, hey, George, my name is Rebecca. I'm with Cycle, and we are running a Litteracycle event throughout the whole of the summer.
I see what you're doing there, Litteracycle. Okay, I see what you're doing. Yeah.
Literacy and cycle, yes, absolutely. So what we're doing is we're going into all the little free libraries around town. You've seen them, little boxes outside people's homes, and they've got books in them. And you go and you take a book and leave a book and bring a book back. We, as a charity, Cycle, Changing Young Children's Lives Through Education, have decided to put little bookmarks into these. We have asked permission and the people are very happy. And on there, there's a list. There's the little QR code, and you can see where all of the different little libraries are that we're working with. Well, we're going to give prizes. There's going to be bikes as prizes. There's going to be theater tickets. There's going to be Dig World tickets. You name it.
And Rebecca, why is this so important during the summer?
We're very concerned about what they call the summer slide. If children don't read at all during the summer break, they can go, well, regress as much as 6 months.
Wow.
I know it's scary, right? So trying to encourage people to really, really read with their children.
Rebecca, tell people again how they can get and find this information. If they want their kids to have this list of all these little cute, like, libraries, the little free libraries. And tell folks again what cycle means. What does it mean again?
Changing young children's lives through education. Mm. We work with second grade students to improve their literacy. If they improve their literacy, they receive a bicycle from us. And so far, we have given away over 185,000 bikes. We're going for our 200,000th this year because we are celebrating 20 years of cycle.
Wow. I love this. I love this idea of not only you get the kids out there, but you have them doing something and reading. I love that part. But then if they get a bike, they have a chance to get that exercise in during the summer and everything.
Exactly.
It's cycle. And again, we'll post this information up. If you need the link, you can also text us. But can I get an amen for this great program for the summer for Houston kids?
Amen.
That's the way it works. Thank you, Rebecca. We like to believe that the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
I love it. Thank you, George. And keep on sharing and keep on reading.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. We're just about a week away from count day for 100.3 The Bull's 10,000 thank you cards for our troops presented by MacHike Chevy Cares. And we know there's so many people out there, like our friends at Todco Construction, that are collecting these cards for us.
Yes, we actually started a little bit early, like maybe a week early, because we knew it was going to be coming up. And it's a lot of work to do that amount of cards. And
we know it's a lot of work out there.
But just like between you and me, are you trying to beat last year's record?
Oh, for sure.
Oh.
We beat the other two records, so
we can't wait to get their final count to see what they do, see if they break last year's record for our third annual thank you cards for our troops. And Mo, this is what it's all about. I mean, folks getting involved with this, from businesses to individuals, we love them all.
Yes, and every morning, first thing we do is go check the mailbox to collect all the cards that we got overnight.
Okay, but yesterday was a holiday.
Yeah.
So we didn't get any cards.
Wah, wah, wah. Actually, wrong. Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong. Think again. Wait. Not today, Satan.
Wait, I was wrong about something?
Yes, you were wrong, George, for once in your life. FedEx was running yesterday.
It was FedEx? Okay.
Yes, FedEx. And they delivered a package. They brought it to our front door, and we counted the box, and there were 330 cards in the box.
All right.
On a day when we thought we would get zero.
So shout out to Pasadena.
Yeah, it's the Brand Safeway LLC in Pasadena, Texas. They said, we have additional cards coming, but we wanted to calm George and Eric down and at least send some.
Shut up. I didn't say that.
Okay, they didn't say that. But
that's hysterical.
They did send a box of 330 cards.
Thanks, y'all. Every card helps, but these nice big boxes extra.
Yeah, especially these small businesses. I think it'd be great. 713-881-5500. If anybody's got a small business, they're participating in 10,000 for the troops to thank our heroes in honor of 4th of July. 713-881-5500. I know a lot of these small businesses can't afford advertising, but we can give your business a shout out because you're helping our troops. 713-881-5500.
And again, if you're unfamiliar with this, we collect thank you cards for our military And we do it in honor of 4th of July every year. And we are counting these cards next Friday, which means they've got to be to us by Thursday. Ugh. And if you've been here in Houston for the last year, you know the mail has been going through something. They've been going
that's
through
fair.
Something. And it takes a little longer for mail to get here. So we're concerned that we won't get those cards in time to count them. You can drop them off to us here at the Bowl. We have all the information up at thebowlhouston.com. Or we're going to be out tomorrow, League City, 1920 West League City Parkway at the Kroger Marketplace. We're going to be there tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 7. You can bring by your cards and you can drop them off there. It's 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. We do it every year for the 4th of July here on 100.3 The Bull. 10,000 thank you cards for the troops. That's what we're trying to get by the 4th of July. And we love to do this in honor of the most patriotic of holidays. Thank our servicemen and women for what they do. Dana's on the phone in Santa Fe. Dana, how can we help you this morning?
So bring a big truck tomorrow to Lake City.
Better bring a big truck. Why is that, Dana?
We got 4 paper boxes full of cards just for y'all.
No way! No way!
Yes. Dana, who is we? You said we.
So me and a coworker started this last year. Our goal was 100 cards, and we did 220.
Woohoo! Amazing.
Our goal for this year was 500 with some coworkers. I think right now we're almost at 2,000 cards.
No way!
I just got goosebumps.
We have a lot of military people within our company, and they cannot wait to do this every year. So, I mean, I have, and I don't know what ship he's on, but I have a coworker who's only been there 3 years, and her son is on one of the new ships. Mm. He's a newbie, so she's all gung-ho trying to make everything right for everybody on his ship with him and for all the military families.
Oh, my gosh. I love this, love this, love this. We can't wait to say hi and to pick up your cards. And we take your advice. We're just upgraded to the bigger truck for tomorrow, okay?
That's good.
I love it. Thank you, dear. And thank you for being part of the 10,000 for the Troops family. We love you.
We love you guys, too. Thank you.
If your business is in, let us know. 713-881-5500. It's 100.3 The Bulls. 10,000 for the Troops. Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Care. Welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. Y'all, I think I have, what's it called, BDD, the body dysmorphic disorder. And I'm not making light of it. I honestly think I may have like a slight case of it.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's when you see yourself or your self-image is way different than your appearance. Because over the weekend at the George Strait concert,
yeah,
I scared a mom and her daughter completely to death. Welcome into my life. My name is George. That's Mo. Eric with a K.
I don't know why you're surprised by this. This happens pretty often.
I don't, but that's what I mean. I don't see myself. So we were at the George Strait concert, and we were looking for people to play Mono's Strait, and we're just recruiting people to be part of what we were doing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a young lady who had on, and I'm guessing she was like 10, 11. She had on a great George Strait shirt.
Super cute.
And I saw her, and I just went, I mean, it's in the middle of a crush of people. Yeah. I worked my way through. Oh, excuse me. Pardon me. Boom, boom. Knocking everybody out of the way. And I walked up to the lady right in front of her and stopped her and said, can I take a picture with your daughter?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then what happened, George?
In my head, what I was trying to do is say, hi, ma'am. You have a wonderful shirt on your daughter here.
Nope, could not that's, take a picture that's not any better.
Reverse. Try again. Nope. Try again. Let's rehearse it. Try again.
But that's it. I keep messing this up.
I actually can't think of a way that this could go correctly.
Not for George.
Okay. So what happened after you did it wrong, George?
Because she almost maced me.
Yes.
She had her hand in her purse ready to go on a can of mace. And I was like, no. I promise. And then, again, she recognized us, and she was very sweet. But I never think of myself as being 6'3", Yeah, 225 pounds, and I just walked up on this poor woman, and I just want to apologize.
But it's not just your height, George. You're just a terrifying-looking person.
Well, that... thanks, Eric.
But
thanks.
Also...
Let's go back to why I may have that dysmorphic disorder. Yeah.
That, you know, there's issues with are
not.
Friends of the family. Like, people they trust.
But
so
I'm
why would they trust
that.
A stranger?
I know.
Never. Ever.
So let's get back to why George is terrifying.
Yes.
I do think you don't see yourself this way, George, but yes. You look like a biker.
A biker?
I look like a biker?
Oh, he dresses like a frat star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You dress very preppy. You've
yes.
got a collared shirt on right now. You look
thank
very
you.
Nice. You dress great.
No, thank you. Appreciate
and
that.
And very bright colors.
Yes.
You don't dress in like blacks
no.
and chains
so
and things.
So I'm a preppy biker?
Yeah, basically.
I never thought biker.
Think, imagine right for a second, Mo,
okay,
that you put
eyes.
Him in biker clothes.
Yes.
It would fit. He's a large guy with a really long beard.
Have you ever
right.
tried on leather,
right.
George?
Can I please dress you? Can I dress you? Can I play dress
oh,
up with George?
Yes.
Let me play dress
Let's
up with George.
Go.
I already have a, because I see myself as this cuddly, I said it the other day, Uncle Jorge.
Sure, yeah.
I don't.
What did we decide yesterday when you...
I can't call myself
yeah.
Uncle Jorge.
Yeah,
and evidently,
right.
when we're out on location, I can't approach women and
Correct.
Say, can I take a picture with
Please
your
don't.
Daughter?
Can I take a picture with your daughter?
Yeah, don't add them on TikTok either, George.
I don't.
I got some crumbs in my beard she can nibble on.
So I wanted to publicly apologize because I know she listens. I know her
oh
daughter is listening.
God.
They're on the way to camp.
Rub my bald head.
Well,
it's just
that.
Then on out, I was the one doing the approaching. Okay.
All right.
HR is listening, and we need them to know.
I'll just stand
going
in the back.
Forward.
I'll just stand in the back, and Mo can come up and talk to everybody. I honestly thought I was being nice, but almost got maced. It's time for the morning bullpen's jury duty this morning. This is where we take five calls to say it all. We'll give you today's dilemma, and then you give us your opinion. It helps us get our verdict.
There's been a lot of talk regarding your process when bathing recently. Y'all have seen like the washcloth debate, right?
What's that debate?
Whether only poor people use washcloths.
Poor people use washcloths.
I saw this on Instagram.
Some blogger girls, I don't know what they're doing. They talked about it and it like blew up all over the place to the point where it got back to the Kelce brothers. And you know that they are famous and have their own podcast as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jason Kelce, correct? Not the Taylor Swift one, the other one?
Not the other, the brother, yeah.
He admitted that he does not wash his feet when he bathes.
He only hits the hot spots, I think is what he said.
Ew. Okay, but that's not weird. It's not weird not to wash your feet. Nobody washes their feet.
You don't wash your feet? I agree.
You don't wash your feet in the like when you take a shower?
You don't wash your feet either.
Every day.
Wait, it's the last thing that I do. George. Let's talk logistics in the shower.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You use a washcloth, one.
First of all, yes. Let's just admit,
okay.
George is the poor person on the show.
Stop.
I use a washcloth.
So you're using a washcloth. At what point does the washcloth touch the bottom of your feet?
The last thing in the shower that I do is I soap up the washcloth and wash my feet.
You add new soap just for your feet?
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Well, wait. I mean, don't your feet sweat?
I don't pay attention to my feet. My feet are not even a thought in my brain for the entirety of the day.
No, you got to wash your feet. Maybe it's because I was raised in the rabbit flat, pew jumping, snake kissing, foot washing Baptist church, but I've washed my feet every day.
What you're saying is you're Jesus.
I think it is. I feel closer to God because I wash my feet every day.
This is a bunch of baloney.
You're a bunch of heathens is what you are.
So I want to know, when you're showering, do you specifically wash your feet, yes or no? That's jury duty today.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Juror number one is Barack in Pearland. Barack, do you wash your feet in the shower?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
See?
Absolutely.
You specifically wash your
washcloth with your feet.
I do not use the washcloth on my feet, but I do suds them up really well.
Wow. See? Okay, that counts.
Okay, that counts,
yeah,
right? That counts.
Does.
Thank you, Barack.
Guess.
Again, you and I, closer to God. because we're a foot washing kind of person.
I'm sorry, I put
here.
That into his brain. Juror number two is Teresa in Magnolia. Hey, sister, the question today on jury duty, when showering, do you specifically wash your feet, yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
See? Wow. What is happening?
What's your process? Like, do you, like, loofah them? Like, I don't understand.
After I finish everything else, then I have a separate bar of soap that has, like, this gritty feel to it. If you wear sandals, you know, you get stuff all over your feet.
You get stuff all over your feet. I wear flip-flops all the time. Same thing kind of, you. I love the idea that you have a separate bar of
soap
for
level.
Your feet.
It really was.
Tracy is next in Katie. She's juror number three.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi. Okay, so mine is a little different. I have a shower and a bathtub. So when I'm sitting in the bathtub, I clean my feet and my toenails and everything. But when I take a shower, I hop in and out.
Thank you. That would be a no.
That's a no.
She's the hot spots
kind of thing. That's what she's saying, just like the Kelsey guy does. He's the hot spots.
All right, Joseph in Houston, you're juror number four. So the question is, when showering, do you specifically wash your feet?
Yeah, I have to agree with George. That's the last thing that I do before I get out.
Amen. You wash your feet?
I'm so blown
Amen.
Away.
Amen. Let's have a foot washer
Popping
right
the bottom
now.
Between the toes and everything.
Yeah, exactly, what? Joseph. Exactly. I love it. These are my people. I'm telling you.
John is on the phone in the Woodlands. Hey, John, you are juror number five today. And our question, when showering, do you specifically wash your feet, sir? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, John, you cut out. What did you say?
The dirtiest things you could ever have.
Oh, and wait a second. It's,
the
first
dirtiest
of all,
things he has are his feet, which
first
makes
of all,
me
John,
wonder about the
sounds,
rest of his life.
It sounds like you're in the shower right now. So
he said yes.
If you're on like a speakerphone, if you could get off, that way we could hear you a little bit better. So tell us again.
I'm not on speakerphone, but yes, you absolutely wash your feet.
Absolutely. Amen, brother.
What is happening?
See? You all are the ones. Eric, you don't have a sense of smell. I've been meaning to talk to you about
it. No. Listen, I get in the bathtub every single night. Mm-hmm. I spend at least half an hour in the bath relaxing, but I still don't wash my feet.
See? But you should. You should wash your feet. What's the final verdict in jury duty today?
Shut up, George.
When showering, do you specifically wash your feet? And the answer is yes.
Yes. Amen.
4-1.
Jury duty has spoken.
4-1.
My mind is blown.
Yes. I knew it.
They're lying, right, Eric?
They're
not telling
lying.
The truth.
No, I'm not. The verdict today on the morning bullpen's jury duty. Say it with me. George was right.
I hate jury duty.
Five calls say it every morning here on the morning bullpen. All right, coming up in 20 minutes, remember Kana? He was on with us on the 810 Amen talking about getting some of our cards from 10,000 for the troops. We had such a response to him. We wanted to get him back on the air with us. Everybody had so many questions about those cards and him. We're going to talk to Kana again. Coming up in 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric can create with a 10-minute tune. Here's what we do. Every morning, we get a suggestion, and Eric has this amazing ability, Mo, to create a song out of weird things that people suggest.
Yes, but we cannot do it without your weird suggestions, and we love every single one of them. 713-881-5500 if you have a suggestion. Pauline is on the phone in the Woodlands. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Good morning. So I was just thinking about when I'm driving down the road and there's a policeman behind me, I suddenly become this criminal and I think I'm doing something wrong and I'm trying to act straight and narrow and it's just nerve-wracking and I just don't understand. Does anyone else feel that way?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Or is it just me?
Pauline, you sound like you've never done something wrong in your entire life.
No.
I don't. I'm a nurse. We're good.
No, I'm the same way and I don't know why. I start questioning everything though. It's like, am I going the speed limit? Am I staying in my lane?
Just for you goody two shoes, I am a criminal and I have no problem with the police. Like, bring it on. I'm joking.
I love it.
This is great, Pauline. Tell me the worst crime you've ever committed, though.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
That's pretty fun.
Not quite so goody two shoes. This is a great suggestion. Thank you, Pauline.
All right, let's check warrants on Pauline before we do her song. So. Pauline, thank you. That's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, we need your suggestion, 713-881-5500. Let's go to League City. Val is on the phone. Val, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Feet. The most disgusting part of the human body, and he doesn't wash his in the shower.
Wait, what?
Feet? You want me to sing a feet song?
Yeah, she wants you to sing a feet song.
And no. You think that's the most disgusting part of a body?
Oh, what do you think it is?
Yes.
I know the feet are the most disgusting part
of the body.
Val says the feet are, without a doubt, especially if you wear flip-flops or you wear sandals or something like that. They get nasty.
And you don't wash them in the shower. Uh-huh.
And you don't wash them in the shower, like we found out. Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. Okay, so Eric, you have your choice.
Yeah.
Running from the cops.
Yeah.
Running from the cops. Being scared of police officers.
Intimidated, maybe a little bit. Or nasty feet.
I'm not singing a feet song. I'm sorry, Val. I love you. I appreciate you listening to the show. We love League City. But never will I sing a feet song. But I think...
I love your reaction, Val. Thank you.
Off the air, let's find out what Mo thinks is the most disgusting part of the human body and find out if she washes that. But for now, let's do a song about being nervous around police, because I think we can all relate to that. When one drives by, we all suddenly get nervous, start sweating. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That one spoke to me, too. All right, that's going to be our 10-minute tune today. We'll see what he creates, all right? It's just 10 minutes away. You can always tell us what you think we should sing about. We do it every morning. It's our 10-minute tune next on the Bull. All right, tomorrow, League City, we're coming to see you. We're going to be at the Kroger Marketplace at 1290 South League City Parkway. I didn't write that down, Mo.
I got you.
I'm
1920.
Yeah, I got it reversed. I knew I was doing something
League
wrong.
League City Parkway. West League City Parkway.
Where are we going again?
Kroger Marketplace, 1920 West League City Parkway. Will be there from 3 until 7 at the Kroger Marketplace.
Yep. Mo, Eric, and I will be there from 3 to 4. Mm-hmm. Nick Russo after that. But it's a great place to drop off the cards to make sure that we get them in time to count them. All right. Tomorrow, League City, Kroger Marketplace, 1920 West League City Parkway.
Boom, George.
All right. I got it now. All right. Now that I got that out of the way.
Numbers.
Time to find out what Eric has created for us on the 10-minute tune. You heard Pauline a little bit earlier. She called in and she gets freaked out every time there's a cop around.
When I'm driving down the road and there's a policeman behind me, I suddenly become this criminal and I think I'm doing something wrong and I'm trying to act straight and narrow. Mm-hmm.
So she wanted Eric to do a song about that. He's been out in the hallway and he's got a smile on his face. So I'm not sure what that means, but he comes back into the studio with a smile.
My dad calls that smile something something grin. That's what you have.
All right. Well, let's do it.
All right. You heard Pauline.
Yeah.
And you have a song in the style of. What should we be prepared for here?
Okay. Get ready. Hold on.
Pauline was so nice. Don't do this to her.
It's going to be in the style of freaking Pitbull.
What?
Yeah. I know you want me. Remember that song?
I do remember. Okay, that's what he had smile on his face. All right, it's today's 10-minute tune here on the Bull.
Mr. 713. Ha ha ha. Every single time I go for a drive, I go the speed limit, the law I abide. Doing nothing wrong but right at that time, blue and red sirens pull up beside. I look up, yep, it's a cop. Dude, play it cool, stop, just stop. Sweating and I whistle and wait, but that looks suspicious, hey.
I'm not guilty.
Feel like you're watching.
I am not guilty.
Feel like you're watching.
I am not guilty.
I didn't do nothing.
I am not guilty.
Feel like you're watching.
Eric.
Okay, now I can see why you're giggling. You did a pretty good Pitbull there.
I literally held my breath for you. I was like, I hope we can get through this.
Mr. Worldwide.
Wow.
How about Mr. Houston Wide? That's
what it is. I don't know if Pauline's going to be proud or what.
Pauline,
we feel like you're watching. I feel like you're watching. That's our 10-minute tune. You can grab it if you have that fear, that phobia every time the cops get behind you. We'll load it up. It's on our podcast. Download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That way you can listen to us anywhere you are. But you can search for the Morning Bullpen, and you can get our podcast on there. And if you follow us, then every time we post a new song or a new podcast, you'll get notified. Makes it simple from 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A couple of days ago on 100.3 The Bulls, $10,000 for the troops presented by MacHike Chevy Cares. Kana called in to do the 810 Amen, and he was talking about getting cookies from Grammy's Cookie Convoy and our cards. And there, we had so many questions after it was over from text messages. We decided to get him back on the phone with us. And Kana, remind folks where you are now and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. I am currently a recruiter in Connecticut out of the Ansonia Recruiting Station. I'm a staff sergeant in the United States Army, and I've been able to serve this country for 6 years.
Thank you, by the way, sir, for your service. We appreciate that.
And I appreciate y'all's support and everything y'all are doing.
Well, we're trying to make you proud, Kana. Last year, we got almost 63,000 cards from our listeners. We call them Bull Nation. We love getting these thank you cards, but sometimes when people are putting them together, they struggle with what to write inside. So if you are getting a card, what do you like to see?
Well, when we got the cards, there was a lot of different things on them, especially children had filled them out, and it really brought us back down to earth of remembering everything we're fighting for, our families that are at home, and we had put them up on the walls, and it added a little bit of that whimsicalness, I guess you could say, to the rotation.
Would you say that receiving a card or a care package keeps you fighting?
Oh, yes, sir, very much. It just helps us remember what we're fighting for and that, you know, our nation is that great to be able to support us and all the things that we're doing.
What do you think makes this country so great and worth fighting for and putting your life on the line like you have for so many years?
It's definitely just the freedom. It's becoming more worldwide that freedom is becoming more of a thing, and that's something that we fight for, is for every human to have the ability to do what they want to do, think what they want to think, practice the religions they want to practice, and just generally live life the way they want to live it.
All right. So if you want to say one thing, Kana, to folks that haven't written a card yet, what can you do to light a fire under their booties?
Just know that what you're writing is actually getting seen, and that we do appreciate it, and it does actually uplift our spirits to see things from home and know that people still think about us, because it's definitely been a trying time for this nation. And, you know, we're all still fighting the good fight to keep America the way that we want it to be.
And Kana, is it safe to say that when you're serving with other men and women, that there are some military heroes out there that aren't receiving any sort of correspondence from home? They have no family to write them, and this is a little piece of home for them?
Oh, yes, certainly. We we have people from all walks of life, and not everybody has that pleasure of having immediate family to look forward to coming home to.
Nothing like reading a card from Houston, Texas, and eating one of those delicious cookies, right?
That really is. We had started putting them up on the walls everywhere. You couldn't turn a corner without seeing one. Mm-hmm.
Kena, thank you so much for your service. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And we love that there were pictures and cards from Houston, Texas, up on the walls of a barracks in Poland while you were serving there, brother. You have made our day by sharing your story.
It's awesome to be able to share that experience. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
We're collecting 10,000 thank you cards in honor of the 4th of July to get in heroes' hands like Kena. Can you help us out? All the information on how to help, where to send them, everything is at thebullshouston.com, or you can call us right now, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. So many people that are sending us cards for our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops, and we're going to be in League City tomorrow. We're going to be there, 1920 West League City Parkway at the Kroger Marketplace. Please bring your cards, drop them off there. That way you don't have to put them in the post office and hope we get them by next Friday. We hope to see you there tomorrow. Dana is in Santa Fe. Dana, you wanted to say what about tomorrow's appearance?
So bring a big truck tomorrow to League City.
Better bring a big truck. Why is that, Dana?
We got 4 paper boxes full of cards just for y'all.
No way! No way!
Dana, who is we? You said we.
So me and a coworker started this last year. Our goal was 100 cards, and we did 220.
Woohoo! Amazing.
Our goal for this year was 500 with some coworkers. I think right now we're almost at 2,000 cards.
No way! Are you kidding?
We have a lot of military people within our company, and they cannot wait to do this every year.
We take your advice. We're just upgraded to the bigger truck for tomorrow, okay?
That's good.
I love it. Thank you, dear, and thank you for being part of the 10,000 for the Troops family. We love you.
We love you guys, too. Thank you.
If your business is in, let us know. 713-881-5500. It's 100.3 The Bulls. 10,000 for the Troops, presented by MacHike Chevy Cares.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Michael is in Splendora. He's going to take on Mo, try to get $100. Michael, here's what you got to do.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Michael?
Because, unfortunately, it's Mo's money.
Talk to her husband. He would agree with you. Yes. All right, Mo, get out of here. Let's get this game started, Michael, okay?
All right, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. Before the Backroads, what country hunk had a big hit song with Take Your Time?
Tim McGraw.
Question number 2. Which Luke Bryan song said, quote, watch your step now, better have your boots on to kick? Finish that song title.
I don't know, but.
Question number 3. Let's talk about the king of country. George Strait was number 1 back in 1997 with the song Carrying Your Blank.
Carrying Your Love With Me.
Question number 4. What's the title of Thomas Rhett's song that says, if all I have is to hold your hand in my hand, I could do what?
Anything.
Question number 5. The song Homegrown celebrated the simple pleasures of life, but can you tell me who sang that song?
Darius Rucker.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today.
Michael, question. Were you born and raised in Texas?
Yeah, but I didn't do too good.
But you did get the one George Strait question right. So you got one out of the five. So you can stay in Texas.
Oh.
A little tough on Michael today, Mo. Let's find out how
you
can
doing, George? Why are your questions so hard?
I know, exactly.
All right, let's see how it goes.
All right, question number one. Before the Backroads, what country hunk had a hit with the song Take Your Time?
Oh, Sam Hunt.
See, that is what I was looking for.
Yes.
Sam Hunt.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't thought about that song, Take Your Time.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it was a good song. I like
so
that
good.
Song.
Yeah.
Michael said Tim McGraw, so it's 1-0.
Yeah, go with like Carrie Underwood. She's hot.
She is, yes.
All right, question number two. Which Luke Bryan song said, quote, watch your step now, better have your boots on to kick the... Finish that song title.
Oh, Kick the Dust Up.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Kick the Dust Up.
Don't miss that one.
Yeah, he said kick butt.
That's also a very good guess, sir.
2-0.
Kick
question
the dust
number three.
Up. Oh, my
Let's
gosh.
Let's talk about the king of country. George Strait was number one in 1997
yes.
with Carrying Your Blank.
Carrying Your Love With Me?
That is correct,
yes.
Yeah.
Whew.
That's the one he got right.
Good, good. You can stay.
Yeah, 3-1.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. What's the title of the Thomas Rhett song that says, quote, if all I have is your hand in my hand, I could what?
I could die a happy man.
That is correct. Die a happy man.
Michael said, I could do anything, which is very sweet, but also wrong.
No, okay.
Question number five.
Ready.
The song Homegrown celebrated the simple pleasures of life, but can you tell me who sang that song?
Wasn't that Zac Brown Band?
That is correct. Okay, Zac Brown Band. Mo, five today.
I want to sing every song out loud today.
See?
Yeah, because she won.
Michael, before she does that, then you got to go. Stop her from singing and say what you got to say.
I'm out of here so Mo don't sing because Mo knows country.
Oh, my gosh. You're out. Goodbye.
You get a chance to play her. Can you win the $100? It's Mo Knows Country. Tomorrow morning, 8:20, will be your next chance to play. Only here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.